Farming has come a long way in 12,000 years. Here in the future, there's ways to grow stuff that are sustainable, generative, and completely indoors. And that farming of the future is happening right here in Georgia.
I came from the mud, there's dirt on my hands. Strong like a tree, there's roots where I stand.
I'm David Zelsky, and this is the Fork in the Road podcast, presented by Georgia Grown and the fine folks at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Each episode, we feature stories from Georgia's farmers, fishermen, merchants, artisans, chefs, and others who help provide Georgia-grown products to folks in the Peach State and beyond. Today, we're headed northeast to Gainesville, Georgia. Right on Athens Highway, just off 985, is where we'll find John and Elizabeth Moon of Green Box Mushrooms. At Green Box Mushrooms, farmers beat the heat of the outdoors with a careful process that uses science to create ornamental yet tasty oyster mushrooms. Their 30,000 square foot growing facility is quite impressive. Container after container fill the space. And the blue lights aren't just relaxing, they give life to hundreds of pounds of mushrooms sprouting every day. And one of the most interesting things is that for the Moons, farming was a later in life career development.
We started out with me and my husband looking at what do we do for our retirement. My husband and I both computer geeks, we're from IT corporate world, and we've been doing the corporate side of business for 25 years and decided that we need to start planning for our retirement. I told him I'm not going to go ahead and dig in the dirt and be a farmer. So he looked at from an automation perspective, a kind of a farming with more of a hydroponics side of the business, or even something that doesn't require a whole lot of labor. He came with mushroom farming.
After a bit of research, the Moons realized they could fill a gap in the farming industry of the South.
We studied a little bit of the mushroom farming business itself, and we noticed that pretty much the mushroom capital of the world, or in the U.S., is in Pennsylvania. We decided that let's go ahead and try one up in Georgia.
Look out, Pennsylvania. Sorry. Now, mushrooms love wet and cold, and the process of mushroom farming requires a special space. And the Moons were keen to provide that.
We needed to build something with humidity and temperature that all can be controlled. So we built Green Box Mushrooms where we can actually have the humidity control, temperature control with air conditioning and heating into more of a sustainable business that we can use using machinery.
The process of making these mushrooms takes about 60 days total, and it all starts with just two ingredients. Yep, two. One of those is peanut hulls, the outermost layer of the peanut shell. As John Moon explains, to make hundreds of mushrooms a day, you need a lot of peanut shells.
This is about 1,600 pound bag, and we use one bag a day. And then we harvest, we mix three times a week.
That is a lot of peanut shells. The second ingredient in the process of growing mushrooms at Green Box Mushrooms is wheat bran. The wheat bran and peanut hulls create the substrate. That's the organic mixture in which the mushrooms will grow. But first,
this is a machine, both peanut hulls and the wheat bran go inside. And as I explained, we initially mix without water. We call it dry mix. We mix it for 15 minutes and then start adding water, about 300 gallons of water into this tank. And then mix both again, hour and a half. And then this machine basically takes it out, put it into the hull, and fill up each bottles.
The filled bottles of substrate get placed into another machine, which uses steam pressure to kill bacteria, called an autoclave.
Once we fill up this autoclave, we heat it up with boiling steam for 5 hours.
It all sounds like a fun science experiment, right? Well, there's more. After killing the bacteria in the autoclave, the mushrooms get placed into a temperature-controlled room with glowing blue UV lights.
the bottle transport to here and get ready for the growing. It takes about 10 to 15 days to grow, to be harvested.
And from that point,
we go ahead and harvest to deliver it out to our customers. And our customers are supermarkets, to chefs, to even to retail consumers that are willing to purchase in more in a bigger package. We also have it going out packaged directly to the supermarkets in a small container so that they can enjoy the fresh oyster mushrooms.
All that mushroom harvesting leaves you with a lot of spent substrate. But don't worry. As Elizabeth explains, that substrate gets put to good use.
Once they're harvested out of the bottle, we take those bottles, then we scrape everything out of there, and we restart back from inserting it with the substrates back in. Now, what happens to those spent substrates? We take those spent substrates and we actually sell it to our neighboring farmers so that they can use it as a fertilizer. It's a very fertile fertilizer that they put it back to the ground in order for the regular farmers to grow their greens on. So you can see that there's really nothing going to waste from our farm.
Though the eventual plan is to expand to different varieties, right now, Green Box Mushrooms only produces oyster mushrooms. Elizabeth explains why.
Oyster mushrooms, they like the bottles. They really like the bottles, how it's grown. And different type of mushrooms can be grown out of the bottle, but this is kind of the easiest one to grow out of the bottle. The reason we chose the bottle versus the bag that a lot of people see oyster mushrooms growing in is for sustainability.
And at Green Box Mushrooms, sustainability is the name of the game.
We harvest and eat and enjoy our oyster mushrooms. The spent substrates are going back to the land where nothing goes to waste. We reuse the bottles back into our circle of growing again. So there's no plastic bags that we're throwing away. It's a continual cycle that we go through.
As long as we avoid direct sunlight, this bottle can last a long time. Mainly contemporary factories using either plastic or this kind of reusable bottle. And as you can see, we use this bottle over and over. Unlike a plastic is a one-time use, so we don't make any extra waste, trying to stay in a sustainability wise, so we can keep using the bottle and then convert the agri waste into the fertilizer.
That kind of ingenuity and dedication to a waste-free process really grows on you. Get it? Really grows on you? Oh!
We got it.
And if you'd like to tour these facilities and get up close and personal with these oyster mushrooms, Green Box offers a delicious option for customers willing to make the trek.
We have a farm tour and you pick farming that's going on Saturday. So we welcome regular consumers to come out and visit us on Saturdays for a farm tour, and they're able to pick their own mushrooms. It's so easy to pick them, just twist and there you go, and they can go ahead and harvest their own for them to take home and enjoy. So it's very fresh. You'll be actually be able to pick them on Saturdays and take what you pick.
Letting the consumer inspect and choose their own product, building a hands-on relationship with the stuff they feed to themselves and their customers, is a time-honored tradition of small farms. The Moons understand the passion and sense of community this creates. And from seedling to harvest, everything they produce is Georgia-grown.
One of the best things that we pride here at Green Box Mushroom is the fact that we are from inception to harvest all here in Georgia. Our substrates are actually created with U.S. byproduct agricultural waste, with the peanut hull and wheat bran, all here from the U.S. And you saw that it was mixed in, put into the bottles, and then sterilized, and you have a fully grown oyster mushroom here. So our pride is the fact that we're actually able to create and incept from being born in Georgia to fully Georgia grown. And that's the beauty of our farm. We like the fact that we don't have to import anything from different countries. It's all from U.S. born and raised right here in Georgia.
So if you find yourself in Northeast Georgia near Gainesville and you've got a hankering for some tasty mushrooms, stop by and pay the Moons at Greenbox Mushrooms a visit. If it's a Saturday, you can take a tour of the farm and even pick your own. And you'll be glad you did. For more stories like this one, you can watch Fork in the Road on GPB TV or anytime on the GPB.org website. GPB.org/podcasts is where you can listen to and subscribe to this podcast or download it on your favorite podcast platform. I'm David Zelsky. Thanks for listening to A Fork in the Road.